What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Now, back to the Grape Bar Sports on a Sunday morning on 104.1 KMOX. From the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
As always, it's a pleasure to bring in the Cardinals President of Baseball Operations, John Mozeliak. Cardinals taking on the Padres this afternoon. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Tommy. How are you?
I'm doing well. Always good to talk to you. I may go sit in the seats today, get myself a popcorn and watch things unfold. This is really heated between these two teams. And you know what? There's an entertainment factor there. I know you'd rather not have that, but these teams are not loving each other at the moment, it appears.
Yeah, definitely some tension. I think, like, you know, looking in Contreras' case, he's been hit a lot this year, and I think just a little frustration there, and then you know, a little tick for tack, I suppose. But look, playing a little better baseball this weekend, which is good to see, and you know, hopefully we can take advantage of that today, get back in that win column, and feel good about where we're going as we approach this trade deadline.
Yeah, there are a lot of things at play here. One, you're looking to see as a team, as you have all year, what this team is going to look like in 26 and beyond, who's going to be playing where and how they look. But also, how much does this affect the deadline when they start to win, when they drop back? Has it been a fluid situation for you?
That's one way of putting it. You know, obviously it's delicate. We're still trying to find a way to remain competitive, to try to get ourselves into October, to take the roll of the dice and see where it ends. But in the meantime, you know, you're on the calendar, you're on the clock. And what that means is if we don't make any decisions with our roster prior to the 5 o'clock Central on July 31st, then there's nothing left we can do. And, you know, obviously we're in a unique situation. We have some talented arms that people are interested in. And I think we owe it to the organization. We owe it to our fan base to at least listen, explore, and see what that might look like. And, you know, those are never fun things to do. You'd like to be on the other end where you're looking to add, but maybe there might be some version of addition by subtraction as we go through this.
Has it been mostly arms? I mean, I never ask about players, as people know. You and I don't talk about that. It's been the policy. But is it mostly pitching? Is that what we're talking about?
Well, most people going into the trading deadline are focused on arms. And the reason being is because you're trying to make that final push in the last 2 months to play for a third month. And so that's usually where you start to see teams, players hit fatigue moments, and it's just good to replenish. And, you know, my time of being on the buyer side, you're always looking for pitching. That's just the name of the game. Now, when you look at our everyday club, as far as position players, we don't have anybody really on expiring contracts. So there's no real push to try to move one of our position players. It's not to say people aren't calling about them, but I think trading deadline trades for players that have controllable years is much more difficult than the expiring contract model. But, you know, look, we have 5 days left. We met this morning with my team and we, you know, talked through some things, and we just want to remind ourselves we got a lot of time left in this, because as you know, trading deadline usually comes down to that final hour with lots of things going on. But, you know, if we're able to accomplish something before that, we're not going to let the clock dictate that we wouldn't.
I definitely understand that. I get asked this a lot, so I'll have you answer it so that I can get it right and answer people. They want to know how involved Chaim Bloom is at the deadline. I know that you're the president of baseball operations. Can you describe the collaboration with Chaim when it comes to this?
Yeah, I would just say he's part of the team. You know, the way we have it set up is everybody has a voice in what we do, and he's one of those voices. And, you know, there are some things where if it was dramatically a very black and white issue that's going to affect the future, obviously I would loop him in to a different level than just the voice. But at this point, you know, the collaboration of the group is pretty equally divided, and, you know, it's my responsibility just to manage it.
You designated Eric Fetty for assignment. Eventually that string came to an end as Michael McGreevy joins the rotation. Just let us in on that final decision.
Yeah, obviously I was trying to figure out a way if we could get Fetty back to when we acquired him. You know, pitched really well last year. Early on in the season was, you know, a positive contributor to our rotation, but the last month has just been very difficult. And, you know, when you're trying to win games and you find yourself down 2-0, 3-0 early in a game, it can be very disheartening. And so, you know, ultimately just we couldn't get it going. And obviously he'll have a couple months to try to reset himself somewhere else.
McGreevy is certainly a bright spot of the 2025 season, shows a lot of promise. Any other pitching in the minor leagues that is getting you excited for the future?
Well, I mean, obviously we had a very strong draft, so we're excited about those arms. I think, you know, as we look to next year, Quinn Matthews is starting to get himself back on track, which is good to see. I think a lot of these guys have emerged as really good-looking bullpen arms in the sense of Fernandez, Graceffo, Swanson. And so I think as you look at 26 and beyond, I mean, there's a lot of horsepower in that bullpen, and I think that'll be a strength of the franchise moving forward.
There was a question on Twitter about J.J. Weatherholt, about his ability, and if J.J. is forcing your hand at all at the deadline. Would that entice you to trade a lefty bat because you know you have J.J. coming? I'd say this, J.J.'s been unreal. I mean, it has been fun to watch him.
Yeah, he's doing exactly what you'd hope he'd be doing. He's swinging the bat well, having a very productive transition to AAA, which is exciting to see. And in terms of how that affects the deadline, again, I think position players that have years of control, these are sometimes much easier to address in the offseason than during the trading deadline. But, you know, look, as I said earlier, there's 5 days left. If somebody wants to make us rethink something, then we've certainly have the ability and be able to be nimble enough to make that if we have to.
Always great to catch up with you. Have a great day today, and I'll probably be over there catching the Cards Padres. Looking forward to it. Thank you for the visit.
All right, enjoy.
Good to talk to John Mozeliak, the Cardinals president of baseball operations. Busy man getting ready for the trade deadline, which is 4 days away. We'll break down the deadline with Bernie Miklas on the way in just a few minutes. You're listening to Sports on a Sunday Morning from the Stiefel Sports Studio.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.